Power 100, Rock and Townsville, Wolfie and Stevie Lee. Let's catch up with Shayna Blaze from a new show called Buying Blind on Channel 9. No, it's not going out on a Saturday night picking up some pizza and things like that.
Buying Blind is
a brand new TV show that we're absolutely loving at the moment. It's back on the box tonight. Shayna, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, look, you know what? I think the drinking does come at the people when they realise what they're out for.
You've been on the block for so many years and the pressure's always on the contestants there. So how are you finding now the pressure's on you to deliver?
I've been selling houses for 11 years and I've got to say the pressure on that is immense.
Yeah.
And I do this with my clients. So to tell you the truth, it is a pressure that I thrive on, and it's a whole different story, though, of buying them the house. I've never done that before.
Uh-huh.
So I think that part is a new part of what I do, of a different pressure. And, it's my reputation on the line. So, there's a lot that comes with it.
And I think it's understandable when a couple is handing over all their money for you guys to come up with something they're going to, have a dream home with. It is, I guess, a big deal. Like we saw last week. Now, what about that couple? Trust issues, I think, was a big thing, but they were specific on what they wanted.
I don't feel like you trust us.
It's a hard thing, though. I am trying.
It's your money, absolutely.
It's a hard thing to know if we've got across to you what our compromises can be.
Well, the thing is, if you have trust issues and you literally present a shopping list, there's no flexibility, and the style that they were so attached to wasn't going to work in this new home because it was so much bigger and brighter, and it was just going to be somewhere you'd have to walk in with sunglasses. And not only that, just adding a soul of a family in that environment. So it was something that I don't think they'd really thought about, that they were handing over their power emotionally as much as financially.
I was even getting frustrated at the TV going, what's going on? Like, oh my God. So what can we expect to not...
Hashtag ever, though. Hashtag hello.
Hello. So what can we expect tonight?
This is a genuine struggle of finding the house. This is the one that we struggled with the most because of what they were wanting. I mean, they had a healthy budget, and if anyone knows the Sydney market, a healthy budget doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get anything that you want. And it's not that they weren't willing to not compromise. It was the location that was more important to them than the actual house. They weren't after a mansion. They really weren't. They were just after the location. And they actually had to take themselves out of a suburb that they've lived and grown up in into an area that they don't actually even know. So the stress of that they were relying on us to get them a suburb that they think they could be happy in, and they hadn't even done their research on.
Really out of their comfort zone in a number of ways then.
Yeah. It wasn't that they couldn't let go, that it was just more of a case that they were just sort of trying to be on that journey with us, but it was like, you have to back off now because you've signed it over. And that's the realisation too.
Now, I have a bit of a cheeky question. A lot of our listeners know I've been very open that I'm building a house at the moment. So, and while I've got the best of the best that's on, talking to you right now, I love the farmhouse sort of vibe in terms of the warmth, but I really love the cleanness of the Hamptons. What sort of tips and tricks sort of should I avoid or should I do?
You were saying you like the cleanness of the Hamptons, and that just comes down to the white.
Yep.
Clean lines. You can really mix those two, but you've got to work out, I always say when people are mixing two different styles, you've got to get the percentage balance. And if you do a 50-50, so, it's half country and it's half Hamptons, it looks very forced. If you like the cleanliness of the Hamptons, I think that's your livability.
Yep.
And what I would do is do the interiors as sort of 65% with the basis of that, and then just add the country feel in all your accessories and your elements, so it's sort of like
farmhouse humanizes stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you've saved my life. Thank you so much, Shayna.
And that consultation, Stevie Lee, just cost you $1,000. Leave the money on the fridge for Shayna.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, darling, so much more than that.
Shayna, thanks very much for your time this morning. Can't wait to see it back on the box tonight, Buying Blind on Channel 9.
My pleasure.
Next, Pick the Rivers at 480 Harvey Norman Electrical Dollars.
16 away, Power 100, Rocket.